I can remember when I went, when I left here to go to Tulsa to go to school. I shut down my business in Sherman, Texas, and I drove to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I, as soon as I got there, I'd went up there a few days before and rented me a little duplex apartment for me and my wife to live in. I pulled into town, and when I pulled into Tulsa, I pulled into the first big gas station I saw. This has been 40 years ago. And I said, "You guys know anybody that needs somebody to pump gas?" The guy said, "Well, the guy up the street yesterday was looking for somebody. I don't know about today." But he said, "I'm full." But he said, "That guy down there was looking for somebody." I drove down there and I said, "You need somebody to pump gas?" He said, "I sure do. I need somebody in the afternoon." I said, "What time?" He said, 3 o'clock. I said, "That's perfect. I go to school from 6 to 1 every morning. I'll be here tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock to go to work." I worked there for about 4 months and I got a job in a machine shop. It was working on a deburring bench, but it paid 50 cents an hour more. Dirtiest job you could have in a place. I mean, deburring all them, that steel, grinding that crud off of there. I'd come home at night and get in the tub and take a shower. I'd have a black ring that wide all the way around the tub, you know, where I washed all that black crud off of me. But am I proud? No. Will I do anything to support my family? Yes. And I did it. And I never was without a job. You can find a job, can't you, Scott? If you're a man that wants work, it may not be what you want. It may not be paying a lot of money, but it'll pay your bills, your payment on your apartment and your groceries. You can work if you want to work. You tell me you've been out of a job for 10 years and you can't find nothing to do, I'm telling you, you ain't looking for a job. Don't you come and ask me for no money. If you've been healthy all that time and you ain't got a job, you don't want to work. Guarantee it. I've been out of a job several times in my life, but never more than a few minutes. You can find something to do. I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubles you will bear his judgment, whosoever he be. Well, there's lots of people in the church that fits that criteria. Verse 11 and 12. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. I would they were even cut off which troubles you. In other words, Paul's saying those people that are troubling you and giving you all this trouble, I wish they were just cut off. He was pretty crude himself. Verse 13 and 14. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Brethren? Are we the brethren he's talking about? We've been called unto what? Liberty or freedom in Christ. We have freedom. I don't think we understand what freedom is. Just like we say in America, I have freedom. No, we don't have freedom. We're losing more of it every day. Freedom is when you can do what you want to, go where you want to, work when you want to. You can use the bank you want to and have no fear of nobody taking your money out and all this kind of junk. But today, I mean, you don't have a whole lot of freedom, I'll tell you for sure. You have been called into liberty. Only use not this liberty for an occasion to the flesh. In other words, if I have liberty and I have freedom, why can't I go out and get drunk tonight? Can I?
You can.
Sure, I can. But it's going to pay. It's not going to pay a good consequence, is it?
No.
I might hurt myself or kill somebody else. But I have that kind of freedom in case I want to. But he says, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. Because the flesh, you know, if you just say, okay, flesh, you're free. You can do whatever you want to. I mean, you're in trouble. Flesh is going to run you down the road. And it says, but by love, serve one another. But by love. Again, just like he said, love works, you know, faith works by love. For all the law is fulfilled in one word. Even in this, love your neighbor as yourself. That's the only thing, only law we have under grace. Love. If you walk in love, are you ever going to offend anybody? No. Are you ever going to do anybody wrong or dirty? No. Are you ever going to slap your mate? Going to slap your wife? You going to slap your kids? No. You won't never do none of that stuff. You know, you won't beat up on people. You'll walk in love. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, love. Verse 15 and 16. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. If we use our freedom to fuss and fight, we're going to devour one another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. How in the world do I walk in the Spirit? Where do I get this information? I have to feed myself from somewhere to be able to walk in the flesh. Where do I feed myself to walk in the flesh every day, Rosemary? In the kitchen, right? I mean, boy, I can go in there and consume them groceries. I am feeding the flesh, right? So the flesh is strong. It can go out to work and do all kinds of things. Or it can do bad things too, can't it? It can. But if I'm going to be led by the Spirit, where do I get that kind of food? From God's Word, the Bible. That's exactly right. If I fill myself with God's Word, which is Spirit food, then I will walk in obedience to God's Word, will I not? If the Lord tells me, if I hear this every day, Richard, walk in love to all people. Guess what Richard's going to do if that comes to him every day from the Word of God? Richard's going to walk in love. Even when he wants to get somebody, when they do something wrong, the Spirit's going to say, now, Richard, walk in love with them. And you're going to listen because you're being led by the Spirit. And then you do nothing wrong. And God, you open no door to the devil. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because the lust of the flesh wants to retaliate against everything everybody does that's what you don't like. That's just the way we are. 17 and 18. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under law. Now, if I'm led by the Spirit, does the law have any impact on me? No. The Scripture is clear. If, is that a big word? If I'm led by the Word of God, then the Spirit of God is leading me, and I'm not under the law. Is that what that said, Richard? So, if I am led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Verse 19 and 20. Now, the works of the flesh are these. Adultery. Nobody in the church commits adultery. Do they? Do we even have pastors in churches who commit adultery? Isn't this a shame? Now, we know who they're led by, don't we? They're certainly not led by the Spirit, are they? It says the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. Man, the list goes on. 21 and 22. Envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like of the which I tell you before as I've told you in times past. Now then, first of all, I got to say that if those kind of things are following a Christian, you're in big trouble. If you profess to be a child of God and those attributes are following you, then look what Paul says is going to happen to you. As I have also said, as I've told you in times past, that they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, if you profess to be a Christian and you're drunk on a regular basis, you're coming home drunk, and you die in that sin, you get killed in a car wreck on the way home. If you're not going to go to the kingdom of God, then where are you going? Where are you going, Richard?
Hellfire.
But you profess to be a Christian. Oh, but you wasn't led by the Spirit, was you? You wasn't obeying God's Word. And he clearly said, if you're going out and getting drunk on a regular basis and you get killed in a car wreck on the way home, he said, you ain't coming to my heaven. I'm going to send you to the fire hell. Is that what he said? I don't think it's worth it, do you? I believe I'll throw away the drunkenness, don't you? Now you know why I don't drink at all, right? But he says, you shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Wow. I wonder when I've seen pastors that involve... In fact, here a while back, I had a man, a pastor from eastern part of the United States. I can't remember exactly what state it was. But he called me and said, I've been listening to some of your stuff, and he said, I got some questions I want to ask you. I said, okay. He said, first of all, my wife and I are having a problem, and we can't seem to reconcile. I said, was your wife somewhere? Yeah, she said, she's here. I said, can you put her on the speakerphone or something where we can all talk together? He said, yes. I said, ma'am, I said, what's the problem? Why can't you and your husband be reconciled? She said, well, he's committing adultery on me. I said, well, did I hear you right? He's the pastor of the church? And I said, and he's committing adultery? I said, just with one woman? She said, no, with three. I said, sir, are you on the phone? He said, yes. I said, did you hear what your wife just said? She knows you're having sex with three other women beside her. Is this true? He said, yes, that's true. I said, how long have y'all been married? She said, 20 years. I said, well, how many children do you have? She said, two sons. I said, how old are they? She said, 21 and 23. I said, wait a minute. Then they're not your sons. He said, no, they're not mine. They're hers. I said, well, how long were you married before, ma'am? And she said, well, I was never married before him. I said, so you're telling me that you had two boys out of wedlock with two different men that you were never married to before you married your husband? She said, that's true. I said, you know what I would do to both of y'all right now if I was God? She said, what? I said, I'd kill both of you. I just tell you, I'd kill you. I said, both of you are living in such sin. I said, you have brought two children into the world by two different men out of wedlock. And now then, sir, you're supposed to be a pastor of a church and you're sleeping with three women besides your own wife. I said, if I was God, I would just kill y'all. I mean, I think I'd be justified in it, wouldn't you, Richard? You talk about a merciful God? Is he merciful? Yeah, I'm telling you. I mean, he told us what not to do, didn't he? Right there in Galatians 5. And is he doing it? Yeah. Had she done it? Yes. I told him, I said, both of you need to repent. Both of you need to repent. And I said, ma'am, you need to make sure you don't never let another man touch you except your husband. And I said, sir, you need to repent to God and to your wife, and you need to make her a promise that you'll never touch another woman sexually except her. And they did that. They both did. I said, okay. Now then, y'all need to walk holy and walk in love and walk in obedience to God's word. And I said, if you'll do what God just told you to do and what you promised him you'll do, I said, your life will change. About 6 months later, that pastor called me and he said, sir, Thurman, I've got to tell you, we have done exactly what you said. And he said, our life has totally turned around.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, We Are Free Indeed, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.